In the latest film by LA-based Spanish director Julio Medem, Penelope Cruz stars in and co-produces the film Mama, which is her first project with this director. Only Penelope, who plays Magda, could be so incredibly beautiful, playing a character who within a year's time divorces, is diagnosed with breast cancer, takes chemotherapy, loses her hair and her right breast, meets a man whose wife and child have just died but who falls in love with her, is given only 6 months to live but gets pregnant and glows through the 9 months leading to the birth of her daughter. Oh, and did I mention her seriously handsome gynecologist/oncologist who spends endless amounts of time with her, sings to her in the office and operating room, and comes to the beach to do an examination while floating her tanned and toned orange bikini-clad body in the crystal blue ocean? Sounds pretty far out, and much of it is. Some odd visuals are thrown in now and then, particularly a hauntingly waifish little blonde girl walking alone through the icy Siberian tundra and showing up everywhere Magda goes. Called an intimate women's drama, I think this film would have very limited, if any, appeal to a male audience. I didn't regret seeing the movie. It's always interesting to be surprised by an offbeat and unique film, as long as it has some redeeming factors, which in this case would be Cruz's acting and the pleasant score done by Oscar-nominated Alberto Iglesias. Mama screened at the Toronto Film Festival last fall, and I previewed at the Gasparilla International Film Festival in Tampa in April. The film definitely engaged the small audience, and many were brought to tears in the end. It was released nationwide at the end of May and might make its way to the theater near you. Mama is filmed in Spanish with English subtitles. It runs 111 minutes and is rated R for some nudity and brief sexual reference. Based on 11 critic reviews ranging from 0 to 67%, it received an unenthusiastic Metascore of 29. This is Barbara Bretz with your Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series. See you at the movies.